Well, good morning again, brothers and sisters in Christ.
再一次跟在主里的弟兄姐妹们道早安。
I want to remind my own heart, I want to remind you of that principle that is indispensable.
那我盼望我要提醒我自己的心，也要提醒弟兄姐妹们，那唯一不可少的原则。
When we come to the Word of God, the Bible is like our Lord Jesus.
当我们来到神的话语面前的时候，那么圣经就好像主耶稣基督。
It's human and divine.
它既是人写的，也是全然是神。
When Jesus walked on earth, some only saw the human side.
当基督在耶稣基督在地上行走的时候，有的人只看到他做人的这一面。
When some read the Bible, they only see the human side.
那同样的，当有的人看读圣经的时候，他们也只是看到人的这一方面。
Only the Holy Spirit can unveil Christ to our heart.
但唯有圣灵能够在我们的心中将基督显明出来。
He delights to do it. He promised if we would come with an open mouth, he would fill us wide.
那圣灵喜悦地做这件事情，那只要我们把我们的心打开来到他的面前。
I'd like to share a verse before we go to prayer from Psalm 139.Actually, two verses, 23 and 24.
那在我们祷告之前，我希望跟弟兄姐妹们分享两节的经文，诗篇139篇23-24节。
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there be any hurtful way in me.And lead me in the everlasting way.
他说：“神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走有永生的道路。”
We are told by those who know the Hebrew language that that expression.Search me, O God.
那些懂得希腊文的弟兄姐妹们告诉我们说，在这里所讲的鉴察我的鉴察
，in the Hebrew means dig deep, O Lord.
在希伯来文里面，它如果直接翻译的话，是说主啊，求你深深的挖到我的里面。
The word that we'll share this morning, we need the Lord to dig deep.
同样的，今天我们所要分享的话语，也需要我们的主能够深深地挖到我们的心中。
Let's pray together, please.
让我们一同来祷告。
Our Father, again, we thank you for the indwelling Holy Spirit.
父啊，我们再一次为你赐下内住的圣灵，我们感谢你。
We thank you that you have not left us on our own when we come to study the Bible.
我们感谢你，当我们要读你的话语的时候，你并非不帮助我们。
But you have promised, you who search the depths of God to reveal Christ to us.
但你应许我们那能够知道神内处各样事情的会将基督启示给我们。
We ask you this morning to dig deep.
那我们恳求你今天的早晨主啊在我们心中深深的工作。
Show us again our Lord Jesus Christ in a fresh and living way.
将我们的主耶稣再一次又新又活的显在我们的心中。
We pray in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
我们靠着耶稣基督无与伦比的名祷告。
Let me just give a short review of what we've been looking at, and then we'll look at our new material.
让我在开始之前先帮我们已经讲过的东西短短的总结一下，然后我们再讲今天所要讲新的东西。
It all begins with a mirror image.
一开始的时候，我们用了一个镜子的比喻。
Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
哥林多后书的第三章的第十八节。
But we all with an unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit.
我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光。好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
This is where we begin looking into the mirror with an unveiled face.
那这是我们怎么样从这里开始，我们向着镜子敞着脸观看。
An unveiled face means God has taken the veil away.And the Holy Spirit alone is going to reveal to us.
那敞着脸的意思是说，神已经将遮盖我们眼睛的帕子除去了，现在唯有圣灵能够将基督耶稣启示给我们。
When we look in the mirror with an unveiled face, we don't see ourselves with all of our faults and weaknesses.
那当我们敞着脸在镜子里反照出我们自己的时候，我们所看见的不是我们那个软弱带有许多缺点的自己。
We see ourselves as God sees us in Christ Jesus.
我们乃是能够如同神在基督里面看我们一样来看我们自己。
And as we gaze at the Lord Jesus,The Bible says we are being transformed into His same likeness.
那当我们定睛在主的身上的时候，那圣经告诉我们说，我们就开始被变化成为他的荣形。
This relationship between gazing in the mirror to see Jesus and the glory we call the process.
那么从定睛看在镜子里面看到主的荣形，一直到我们得着荣耀，那么这一个当中的连结是一个过程。
What we are looking at this weekend or this retreat, we see ourselves by faith as God sees us. Someday we'll have the reality.
那我们在这一次的退休会所要看的就是说，我们凭着信心能够看见神怎么样看我们，但是有一天我们要变成那一个实际。
But in between what we see by faith and when we finally arrive is the process. We looked at that yesterday.
但是从这一点到那一点，这个过程是一个过程，这是我们昨天所讲的。
I want to quote 2 Corinthians 4:16 again.
我在这里想再一次的引用哥林多后书的第四章的十六节。
Therefore, we do not lose heart, though our outer man is perishing, the inner man is being renewed day by day.
所以我们不丧胆，外体或者说外面的人虽然毁坏，内心或者说里面的人却一天新事一天。
The Holy Spirit is describing the process as a life on two rails.
这圣灵在这里描写说，这一个过程好像是在轨道上。有两个鬼的一个生命。
There's an outer man, there's an inner man.
那有一个外面的人，有一个里面的人。
The outer man is perishing. The inner man is being renewed day by day.
那外面的人是被毁坏的，但里面的人是一天新事一天。
This is not a surprise because there are many expressions in the Bible that teach this life on two rails.
那么这个并不是一个什么很意外的教导，因为在圣经里面有许多别处讲到了这一个有两条轨的这种生活。
You're probably familiar with these expressions.
你也可能对圣经这一方面的教导很熟悉。
Things seen and things unseen.
我们所讲的有时候是我们眼睛所能见的，有的是我们所不能见的。
Things temporal and things eternal.
讲到那个暂时的跟永远的。
External, internal.
讲到外面的和里面的。
Faith, sight.
信心跟眼见。
Things above, things beneath.
上面的事跟下面的事。
Life under the sun, life in fellowship with God.
在日光以下的事跟与神相交的事。
Two citizenships, one on earth, one in heaven.
两个百姓的身份，天上的百姓，地上的百姓。
Things shakeable, things unshakeable.
有可震动的事，有不可震动的事。
Things above, things beneath.
有上面的事，下面的事。
It's all the same thing. It's life on two rails.
这里讲的都是同样的事情。那是这里是讲的轨，在我们生命里面，好像铁轨一样的那两条铁轨。
Yesterday, I spent some time looking at the outer man.
昨天我花了一点时间讲外面的人。
To the average Christian, life on that rail, the outer man, it looks like things are happening to me.
对一般的基督徒而言，这一条铁轨，这个外面的人，他所发生的事情是我的事。
What's going on in my life, my family, my children, my friends?
是我生活里的事，我家庭里的事，是我工作、我朋友的事。
And when we look at that as my life and my church and my friends,
但是讲到我的事，讲到我朋友的事，讲到我教会的事。
Then we try to respond to it. And we say, I hope I'm trusting the Lord. I hope I'm looking to the Lord. I hope I'm depending on the Lord.
那我们就会回应。那我说，我们就会说，我要仰望主，我要投靠他，我要依靠他。
But it's still my experience, my trial, my suffering.
但是讲来讲去还是我，是我的经历，是我的试炼，那是我的受苦。
Second Corinthians 4:10,
哥林多后书第四章第十节。
Always caring about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifest in our body.
身上常带着耶稣的死。使耶稣的身也显明在我们身上。
The outer life is not my life, it's his.
外面人的生命不是我们的生命，是他的生命。
Second Corinthians 4:11-12.
哥林多后书的第四章的十一、十二节。
We who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake.So that the life of Jesus may be manifest in our mortal flesh. So death works in us, but life in you.
因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的身 在我们这必死的身上显明出来。这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
The other life is Jesus living redemptively in me and through me.
外面的人的生命是主耶稣的生命，救赎的生命是在我里面，也借着我活出来。
When he lived in his first body on the earth, he went to the cross.
在地上的时候，他的第一个身体，他在当中活的时候，他是上了十字架。
Now he lives in his new body, the church.
那么如今他在地上，他的新的身体就是教会。
He's going to the cross again.
他仍然在往着十字架走。
He's going to be rejected in me.
在我的里面，他会被拒绝。
He's going to be misunderstood in me.
他在我的里面会被误会。
He's going to be hated again in me.
他会再一次的在我的里面会被人所恨。
Do you remember the story of Jesus and the woman at the well?
你还记得耶稣跟井边妇人的故事吗？
The Bible tells us that Jesus was weary in his body and he sat down at the well.
圣经告诉我们说耶稣疲倦了，他就坐在井旁。
He has a new body now.
那么他现在有了一个新的身体。
Sometimes he lets his body get weary.
那有的时候他让他现在的这个身体也同样的会疲倦。
Because there are thirsty sinners that will be passing by.
因为那里有一个饥渴的罪人要经过。
It's all redemptive.
总是带着救赎的意义。
So everything that's going on in my life, in your life, in our lives, is really Jesus going again to the cross, living redemptively to reach sinners.
所以一切的事情，我生命里面的事，你生命里面的事，我们生命里面的事，都是基督在我们里面把这个救赎的生命再一次活出来。
You might think it's happening to you, but you're out of the picture. It's the life of Christ.
所以对你自己而言，也许你觉得这些事情是发生在你的身上，但其实你是不在其中的，重心是在基督的经历。
Everything that goes on in our lives is about reaching others.
每一件发生在我们身上的事都是跟我们要碰触到别人有关。
There are missionary bankruptcies.
有的时候破产带着宣教的意义。
Missionary closed doors.
那倒闭也跟宣教有关。
Missionary setbacks.
那失败的宣教。
Missionary disease.
那生病的宣教。
Missionary heart attacks.
心脏病的宣教。
Everything's redemptive.
因为每一件事都带着救赎的意义。
That's what we've looked at so far.
那这是我们到现在为止之前所讲的东西。
Now in the process, moving from what I see by faith to when I finally arrive,
从这个过程，从我凭着信心所看见的，一直到我真正实际上成就的这个过程。
There's another rail. It's called the inner man.
但还有一条轨，这是里面的人。
And so I'd like to share that rail because in the process, it's that rail that will bring us to the reality.
那么现在我要再一次的来分享关于这里面的人的这一条轨，因为是借着这一条轨，我们才能够达到我们将来实际的光景。
I'd like to look at the consummation when we finally arrive.
所以在这里我要看我们到了最后总结到达到的光景。
In order to make it clear, I want to quote two verses from 2 Corinthians.
为了让我们所讲的更清楚一点，我要从哥林多后书里面再引用两段经文。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verses 21 and 22.
那哥林多前书的哥林多后书的第一章的21节跟22节。
Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and anointed us is God, who has also sealed us and gave us the Spirit in our hearts as a pledge.
那在基督里坚固我们和你们，并且膏我们的就是神，他又用印印了我们。并赐圣灵在我们心里做凭据。
The same truth is repeated in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 4 and 5.
那么同样的真理，在哥林多后书第五章的四到五节，保罗又再说了一次。
For indeed, while we are in this tent, we groan, being burdened.Because we do not want to be unclothed, but to be clothed, so that what is mortal will be swallowed up in life. Now he who has prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave to us the Spirit as a pledge.
我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个。乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。为此，培植我们的就是神，他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据。
In the process, as I move from what I've seen by faith to what will one day be, in that process, there is a foretaste.
在这个过程里面，从我们信心里所看见的光景，只等到我们有一日成全的时候，在这个过程里面，我们已经可以尝到那个滋味。
In this life, I'm not just waiting for heaven and for an absent Lord to return.
在我们这一生的时候，我们并不是在这里等候天堂或者等候主降临而已。
Behind the scenes on that second rail in the inner life,
在上被遮掩的后面，在这第二条轨上，在这内里面的人上
，I'm already enjoying heaven and the present Lord.
我已经在这里享受天堂的生活，已经在这里与主同在。
God has given us a foretaste, a pledge, a down payment, an earnest.
那神已经给我们先尝了这个滋味，给我们了一个凭据，给我们了一个质。
And that pledge, that down payment, is not a thing.It's a person.
那么这一个凭据，这一个先给我们的付款，先期的付款，那不是一件事情，乃是一个人。
While the Lord Jesus lives on rail one, redemptively pouring out His life.
当主耶稣在第一条轨上，那活出他的生命，将他的生命倾倒出来。
On the second rail, behind the scenes, in the inner life, the Holy Spirit is unveiling Jesus to my heart.
但在第二条轨上，在看不见的地方，在里面的人这一块，圣灵将耶稣启示在我的心里。
Now, we all know that we're not going to finally arrive till we get to heaven.
当然我们知道我们在今生的时候不可能完全的达到唯有我们到了永世里面才能达到的光景
But we can enjoy heaven on the way to heaven.
但是当我们向天启程的时候，我们就已经可以尝到天的滋味。
I don't need to be in eternity to enjoy and realize eternity.
我不需要等到在永世里面才能够享受永世的滋味。
When I see him, I'll be like him. That's not only a future truth. I'm seeing him now.
当我看见他的时候，得见他的真体的时候，必要像他一样。这不一定是要等到我们将来才会发生，即使在今世的时候也是如此。
And while Jesus, by permission, is living his life, pouring out his life on one rail.
所以耶稣在这里，在第一条轨道上，在把他自己的生命倾倒出来。
Behind the scenes, in the inner man, I am being renewed day by day.
但是在后面，在里面的人身上，我是一日一日的更新。
The Holy Spirit is showing me our Lord Jesus, His friend, His King, His counselor.
圣灵在我们的心中启示我们，告诉我们他是我们的朋友。他是我们的君王，他是我们的保惠师。
Behind the scenes, I'm discovering Christ as the end of the law, my priest, my life.
在后面这里面的人当中，我发现了基督是律法的总结，是我们的祭司，是我们的生命。
And because of what's happening.Behind the scenes, it's not worthy to be compared with what I'm going through in the person of my Savior.
因为在这个后面所发生的事，跟在前面所发生，我跟我的救主所经历的这些事是不可同日而语。
Now, Paul, by the Holy Spirit.Because we can't arrive till we get to heaven, he begins to bring heaven into the story.
对，因为我们还没有办法，现在还不在天上，不在永世的天上，所以在保罗的讲论当中，他就把天带到我们当中。
I have a dear friend living in Newport, Rhode Island.
我有一个 很好的朋友住在 Newport, Rhode Island.
Actually, she just changed addresses. She's in heaven now.
但其实她最近才换了一个不同的住处，已经到了天家了。
And she understood this exchanged life.
她明白这一种交换的生命。
On April 30, I got word that my sister died.
4月30号的时候他们通知我说我姐姐过世了。
Because I know what happens at death, she is now literally free from the flesh.
因为我知道死亡是什么意思，所以的的确确我的姐姐如今实在是从肉体当中得了自由。
She now is living in the spirit.
她如今是在灵的状态里面生活。
She now is enjoying the presence of the Lord.
所以她现在在那里享受与主的同在。
But my sister didn't wait till April 30 in order to be free from the flesh, live in the spirit, and enjoy the presence of the Lord.
但是我姐姐不需要等到四月三十号，那个时候才开始脱离肉体的限制，活在圣灵里面，享受主的同在。
She had the foretaste, and she was already enjoying what will be.
她已经尝到了那一个滋味，她已经开始享受将来天上的生活。
2 Corinthians 5:10 is the text that I'm moving toward But let me show you a couple of verses on how the Apostle Paul goes into the experience of dying and living in a glorified body.
我们要看的是《哥林多后书》的第五章第十节。但是我想先讲一下，那么保罗是怎么样从开始讲论，那只讲论到我们最后能够在荣耀的身体当中生活的这个光景。
As he comes to the end of describing this process, 2 Corinthians 5:2, he steps over the line.
所以他在描写这个过程的时候，那在第哥林多的后书的第五章的第二节，他开始这么说。
For we know that if the earthly tent, which is our house, is torn down, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For indeed in this house we groan, longing to be clothed with that dwelling from heaven.
第五章的第一、第二节讲说，我们原知道，我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人所手造，在天上永存的房屋。我们在这帐篷里叹息，深想得那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。
Chapter 5, verse 4. Indeed, while we are in this tent, we groan, being burdened, because we do not want to be unclothed, but clothed, so that what is mortal will be swallowed up by life.
第五章的第四节这么说，我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。
Verses 8 and 9. We are of good courage, I say, prefer rather to be absent from the body to be at home with the Lord. Therefore, we also have as our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to the Lord.
我们既然坦然无惧，哥林多后书五章八到九节，我们既然坦然无惧，是更愿意离开身体与主同在，所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦。
Paul is going back and forth. He's in eternity, but there's a foretaste now. He looks ahead, but then he says, we can have it now.
保罗在这里来来去去的讲，他讲到那个永生，但是我们现在可以讲到了，尝到了，他讲到了将来，但是我们现在就有了。
2 Corinthians 5, 6 and 7, therefore, being always of good courage, knowing while we're at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
哥林多后书五章的六到七节这么说，所以我们时常坦然无惧，并且晓得我们住在身内，便与主相离，因我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
When he said, if we're at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord, he was talking about heaven.
所以当他讲到说，如果我们坐在是体内的时候，便与主相离，那么他讲的是在天上的。
But when he said in the next breath,We walk by faith, not by sight. He's talking about now.
但他马上又换口气一转，又讲说我们如今是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。他讲的是如今，讲的是现在。
Let me give an illustration from my own life.
让我用我自己的生活的一点经历来做个说明。
When I lived in Rhode Island, I had a neighbor across the street.That took great delight in his property.
那么在我住在 Rhode Island 的时候，我对面的邻居，他非常的看重他自己的家。
He groomed his yard his trees, his flowers, his lawn.
所以他在那里真是细心的照顾他的草、他的树、他的花，他前面的院子。
I told my wife, I'm glad I live on this side of the street because I look out my window and I enjoy his property.
那我跟我太太说，那我很高兴我是坐在街的这一边，因为当我从窗户里面看出去的时候，那我也很喜欢他的那一块院子。
He has to look out the window and see my property.
但是等到他如果从他的窗户来看的话，那么他就看到了我家前面的院子。
Now, what would happen if one day I crossed the street with a shovel in my hand?
那如果说有一天的时候，我带着铲子过了马路。
And with a pruning shears, I went after his trees.
然后我在那里呢，就准备要把他那些树修剪砍掉。
And if I had a weed whacker, and I went after his flower bed.
然后呢，我有一个除杂草的东西，但是呢，我用来用在他的花丛上。
What would that mean?
那这是代表什么意思？
I'll tell you what it would mean. It would mean.He's not home.
我告诉你是什么意思，那表示说他不在家。
If he were home, I would be arrested.
因为他如果在家的话，那么马上我就会被抓起来。
Why could Paul and Silas sing hymns after they had been beaten and thrown into a dungeon at Philippi?
为什么保罗跟希拉在腓立比的时候被鞭打被关在监狱里面，但他们仍然能够唱歌。
Because they weren't home.
因为他们不在家里。
They were living in the inner life behind the scenes.
因为他们是活在那看不见的内在的生命里面。
They could rejoice in the Lord while the Lord did his redemptive thing.
所以他们在主耶稣借着他们的身体行了救赎的事的时候，他们仍然可以在主里面因主而欢喜。
While I am in the process of moving toward the reality, I am invited to live in the inner man.
那当我在这一个要驶往那将来的荣耀生活的这个过程里面，那神邀请我们能够进入那个内里的生活。
Of course I'm in the body, but I'm not home.
那的的确确我是活在我的身内，但我却不住在里面。
I live by faith, not by sight.
因为我们行事是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
Sometimes it seems rather slow in this process to get to the reality.
那么有的时候要一直等到那个实际能够成全，这个过程感觉非常的慢。
Before I get to the text that I really want to show you, I want to give an illustration that God has written in all of creation.
在我要专心要讲的经文之前，那我想用神在创造里面的一个例子来说明。
I tell you in the name of the Lord, those of you who have received Christ, you're going to arrive safely.
那我在这里奉着主的名对你们说。那些已经接受主耶稣基督的人，你一定能够平安的到达神要我们到的那个实际。
Let me show you the principle that God has written in all creation.
那在这里呢，我用一个神在创造里面所写下的一个原则来做个说明。
Genesis chapter 1, verses 11 and 12.
创世纪第一章的十一到十二节。
Then God said, Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees on the earth bearing fruit after their kind with seed in them. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed after their kind, trees bearing fruit with seed in them after their kind, and God saw that it was good.
创世纪第一章十一到十二节，神说地要发生青草和结种子的菜蔬，并结果子的树木，各从其类，果子都包着核，是就这样成了。于是地发生了青草和结种子的菜蔬，各从其类，并结果子的树木，各从其类，果子都包着核，神看着是好的。
Same chapter, verses 20 and 21.
同样的一章第二十、二十一节。
And God said, let the waters teem with swarms of living creatures. Let the birds fly above the earth in the open expanse of heaven. And God created great sea monsters and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarmed after their kind.Every winged bird after its kind, and God saw that it was good.
神说，水要多多滋生有生命的物，要有雀鸟飞在地面以上，天空之中。神就造出大鱼和水中所滋生各样有生命的动物，各从其类；又造出各样飞鸟，各从其类。神看着是好的。
Couple more verses, verse 24 and 25.
再念几节，第二十，
God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures after their kind, cattle, creeping things, beasts of the earth after their kind, and it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after their kind, the cattle after their kind,Every creeping thing that creeps upon the ground after its kind, and God saw that it was good.
神说地要生出活物来，各从其类，牲畜、昆虫、野兽，各从其类，是就这样成了。于是神造出野兽，各从其类，牲畜各从其类，地上一切昆虫各从其类，神看着是好的。
Everything after its kind.
各从其类。
The life in the seed determines what will grow from that seed.
一个种子里面的生命决定了这个种子长成以后是什么样子。
It's true in animal life, it's true in plant life.
在动物界是这样子，在植物界也是这样。
Dogs bring forth dogs.
狗就生出狗。
Cats bring forth cats.
猫生出猫。
Birds bring forth birds.
鸟生出鸟。
A bird will not bring forth a fish.
但鸟不会生出鱼来。
Everything follows the life of the seed.
每一样的东西都根据它那个种子起源的生命。
Watermelon seeds bring forth watermelon.
西瓜的种子长大了就变成西瓜。
Apple seeds bring forth apples. Peach seeds bring forth peaches.
苹果的种子结出苹果来，桃子的种子结出桃子来。
It's a law that God has written in creation.
这是神在创造的里面写下的定律。
May God help us see this point.
那么愿神帮助我们能够看到这一点。
First John chapter 3 and verse 9.
约翰一书第三章第九节。
No one who is born of God practices sin. Now note this. Because his seed abides in him, he cannot sin.He is born of God.
约翰一书第三章第九节，凡从神生的就不犯罪。那请大家注意，因为神道的种子存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。
Everyone who truly is born again, who knows the Lord, you will arrive.
所以每一个真实重生的人，认识主的人，你会达到彼岸。
You will become like Jesus.
你会成为基督的样子。
It's guaranteed.
这是保证的。
Because His seed abides in you.
因为他那个生命的种子种在你的里面。
When you receive Christ, a seed was planted in your heart.
所以当你接受基督的时候，一个种子种在了你的心里。
Heavenly protoplasm.
这个是天的种子。
The image of God was put back in your heart.
神的形象再一次的种在你的心里。
And because the seed, the divine seed, God, is in your heart, you are being conformed to that image.
因为这个出于神、属于神、带着神的种子种在你的心里，所以你能够磨成基督的样式。
He's already begun to fashion you.
他已经开始在这里磨造你。
You're begotten of God. You're His workmanship.
因为你们是从神所生，是他手中的工作。
You have His seed. You're being conformed to His image.
既有这样子的种子在里面，你就会长成他的形象。
Now it won't finally happen until 1 John 3:2.
当然，到最后完全成全的时候，是要等到如同约翰一书三章第二节所讲的。
Beloved, now we are the children of God. It has not yet appeared what we shall be. We know that when He appears, we'll be like Him, because we'll see Him.Just as He is.
这里说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
All of that, the process leading to the reality, the foretaste of that reality, now we come to our text.
那么在这里我们已经看到了这一个过程，到那个实际的这一个过程当中，那我们怎么样子尝到这个过程，了解了这个，我们现在要来看我们的经文。
2 Corinthians 5 verse 10 please.
那我们要看的哥林多前书的第五章的第十节。
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.So that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
In the apostle's development of this process,Going from what I see by faith to the reality.
在使徒在这里教导这一个过程的时候，从我们从信心里面所看见的，一直到在实际里面所成全的。
He's made the judgment seat of Christ the consummation.
他在这里把基督台前的审判作为将来万事成全的高峰。
Some call it the Bema or the Bema seat of Christ.
那么有的人把它叫做基督的审判台。
The Greek word just means a raised up platform.
那么在希腊文里面只是讲的一个高台。
Others call it the judgment seat of Christ.
那有的人呢是把它叫做基督的审判台。
Many say that.It has a reference to the old Olympic Games where rewards would be handed out to victorious athletes.
那么有的人说呢，这个跟在奥林匹克的运动的那个奖赏的台有关系，因为在那个台上的比赛之后，奖品是颁给得胜的人。
But the way it's used in the Bible is not only rewards.
但在圣经里面用这个字的时候，它不仅仅是指的奖赏。
In John chapter 19, Pilate sat on the bema seat. He wasn't trying to reward Jesus.
也同样的字是用在约翰福音的第十九章，讲到比拉多坐的那个地方，他在那个台上是要审判耶稣，不是要奖赏耶稣。
In Acts chapter 18, Paul comes before Gallio on the judgment seat. He's not rewarding Paul.
同样的，使徒行传的第十八章，保罗来到了哥尼流的台前，那个台子同样也不是要奖赏保罗的。
In chapter 25 of Acts, Festus is sitting on the bema seat.
同样的使徒行在二十五章那里菲斯多也是坐在这个台上。
In order to see this as a consummation, I want to share a few thoughts about this wonderful event.
那么在这里我要再分享几件事情关于这一个将来万事成全的时候的情况。
Some say it sounds scary.
那么有的人会说哇，这听起来这很可怕。
I want to approach it from the glory side.
但是呢，我要从荣耀的那一面来看。
We're going to arrive finally. Everything we see by faith will one day be reality.
我们的确都会到那个光景，从我们信心里面所看见的，一直到将来永远里面的实际。
To make this brief and simple, I want to ask and answer four questions.
为了能够简单清楚的说明的话，那我就要自问自答，有四个问题。
The first question is this: Who will appear before the judgment seat of Christ?
那么第一个我要问的问题是。什么样子的人会到基督的台前
2 Corinthians 5:10 We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ
哥林多后书的第五章第十节是讲的说我们众人我们所有人都要在基督台前显露出来
Who is we must all
那这里讲的我们众人指的是谁呢
Clearly, since it's Corinthians, it means the Corinthians, and since Paul included himself, Paul and the Corinthians will appear.
所以保罗在这里所讲的，既然是写给哥林多的书信，所以那很明显的，这里指的是哥林多人。既然保罗讲我们，那么保罗自己也在其中，所以讲的就是保罗跟哥林多教会的人。
But there's a clue in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 to 14.
但是在这里呢，我们还可以得到一个圣经里面所给的线索，这是在哥林多前书第三章的十到十四节。
According to the grace of God which was given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building on it.Each man must be careful how he builds on it. No man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, each man's work will become evident. The day will show it.Because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. If any man's work which he has built on it remains, he will receive a reward.
哥林多前书第三章十到十四节，我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造。只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造 因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木和秸在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。
So it's clear from that passage, only those who have built on the foundation, which is Christ, will be there.
我们刚刚看的经文里面就可以很清楚的知道，唯有那些人在基督的根基上建造的人，会来到基督台前。
So in answer to the first question, will be there only Christians?
所以回答第一个问题，谁会在那台前呢？那么只有基督徒。
Now you know there's a great contrast between what we call the judgment seat and later in Revelation the great white throne judgment.
所以我们知道，在基督的台前跟我们所讲的启示录讲到的白色大宝座的审判当中是有差别的。
I'm not going to deal with that now, but only Christians will be at the Bema seat.
那我今天所要讲的不是跟那白色大宝座有什么关系，我所要强调的只是在基督台前的时候，唯有基督徒会在那里。
What will be judged at the judgment seat of Christ?
那么第二个问题，会有什么样的判？那个审判是什么样子的审判呢？
I hope God makes this clear to you, not sin.
我盼望在这里神已经给我们启示的非常的清楚了，不是为了罪。
1 Peter 2:24, He Himself bore our sins in His body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By His wounds we were healed.
在彼得前书的第二章的二十四节，他这样说：他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪。使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
God will not collect the same debt twice.
神不会把我们所欠还了的债再收一次。
That would be dishonest.
这样子的话就不诚实了。
In this connection, I love Micah chapter 7, verse 19.
在这里呢，我其实就很喜欢弥迦书的第七章的第十九节。
In that chapter, God said He buried our sins in the deepest sea.
在那里里面，神将我们的罪恶投到深海之下。
Whatever is at the judgment seat, it can't contradict Romans chapter 8, verse 1.
不论在基督台前的审判是怎么样，他绝对不会跟罗马书第八章第一节有什么冲突。
There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
因为罗马书第八章的第一节告诉我们说，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不再定罪了。
We began this session with that verse, Dig deep, O Lord.Search my heart.
我们一开始的时候用了诗篇139篇的经文说，主啊，求你鉴察我，或是求你深深的查验我。
What will be dealt with at this Bema seat has to do with the thoughts and intentions of our heart.
所以在这个基督的台前的时候，他说审判的东西，那么是跟我们的心意跟我们的动机有关。
2 Corinthians 5:9, Therefore, we have as our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to Him.
在哥林多后书的第五章第九节这样说， 所以无论是住在身内离开身外，我们立了志向要得神的喜悦。
What will be measured is not innocence or guilt, but praise or blame.
所以在那里，那所要在判断的不是说有罪或者无罪，乃是说是不是要怪罪或者是赞美。
How much of your life has pleased God?
所以我们的生活有多少是为了讨神喜悦而生活？
Only Jesus pleases God.
那么只有耶稣基督是完全的讨神喜悦。
How much of your life has been living for the pleasure of the Lord?
所以在我们的生命里面，有多少时候我们是完全的为了主的喜悦而活？
What will be judged is how often he was pleased with you.
所以在那个时候的审判，那就是看主到底有多少的时候是喜悦我们。
I think the answer to the next two questions should wrap up what's on my heart.
所以 我想关于接下的两个问题的答案就会把我心里想说的话能够表达了。
Someday, because of God's grace, what you saw by faith will become reality.
到了有一天，靠着神的恩典，我们在信心里面所看见的会成为实际。
Two things are mentioned that God says will be at this judgment seat.
在基督台前的时候，特别提到了两件事情。
One thing that's mentioned will be rewards, and I'm going to pass over that part.
那有一件事呢，是跟奖赏有关的，那么在这里呢，我就不多说。
And the other thing has to do with what was in my life that did not please him.
我要讲的是说，在我的生命里面，什么样子的事情不讨他的喜悦。
May God take the veil away as we look at this.
那当我们在查考这些事情的时候，求神能够除去我们的帕子。
A day is coming, and it's not bad news.A day is coming when everything in your life that has not pleased him will be burned up.
那么有一天，实实在在的有一天会来到，到那个时候，你生命里面一切不讨神喜悦的事情都要被火焚烧而去。
For years, I was terrified by the teaching of the Bema Seat.
在很多年的时候，我为了这个基督审判台前的教导，常常是觉得活在恐惧害怕当中。
So much of my life has been lived in the flesh, lived for myself.
因为在我的一生里面，有太多是按着血气而活，是为着我自己而活。
But someday, everything I've ever said, or thought, or done, or left undone, that has not pleased him.
但是有一天，我说的，我想的，我做的，甚至我该做而没有做的，所有不讨他喜悦的东西会显明出来。
It's not bad news. I can't wait for the judgment seat of Christ.
但这一个东西其实不是坏消息，我实在是很盼望能够早日的来到基督的审判台前。
Wouldn't you love to stand before God and hear Him say to you, "There's nothing in your life that displeases me"?
如果说我们有一天能够站在主的面前，那不是非常的荣耀喜悦。如果他对我们说，你的身上没有一样不讨我喜悦的东西。
That day is coming, praise God, when everything that displeases Him will go up in flames.
但是有一天那个日子会来到，因为一切不讨他喜悦的东西都会被他所烧去。
But now, I want to return to the foretaste.
那么现在我要再回到我们现在尝到天上滋味的这一段。
Someday, He'll be King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
那么有一天他是会成为万王之王万主之主。
I'm not waiting. He's already King of Kings and Lord of Lords in my heart.
但是我不需要等到那一天，因为今日他就是我心中的万王之王，万主之主。
I read someday Satan will be bound.
我读到说有一日撒旦会被捆绑。
I'm not waiting. He's already bound in my life.
但是我不需要等，因为今日在我的生活里面，他已经被捆绑。
Someday righteousness will cover the earth like the waters cover the sea.
有一日公义要遍满全地，如同水要充满海。
That's already true in my life and can be in yours.
但是呢，在我的生命里面，如今那已经是真实的，就好像在你的生命里面也可以这样。
We'll be there only Christians.
所以谁会到基督台前呢？唯有基督徒。
We will be judged all that has displeased Him in your life.
那什么东西会受审判呢？是我们生命里面所有不讨他喜悦的东西。
What's the meaning of the fire? It means that everything that has dishonored Him will be burned up.
那火的试验是指的什么东西呢？而是指的说我们所有不讨他荣耀、不荣耀他的事情会被这个火烧灭。
I want to talk about the foretaste because in future events, this is the one thing that Christians sometimes don't view in foretaste.
因为我要讲关于我们现在先尝这个滋味的问题，因为对许多基督徒来讲，那一日所发生的这件事情，我们好像觉得不会尝到一样。
Every future truth contains a present reality.
但是实际上，每一个将来的真实，在现今的时候都有它的实际。
I've experienced.The foretaste of God wiping all tears from my eyes.
所以我如今就可以尝到神擦干我眼泪的味道。
I've stood at the graveside of a loved one, tears running down my face.
所以我站在我爱的人的坟墓的旁边，我的眼泪从眼睛流下。
At the same time, in my heart, I had hope.And joy, and I wouldn't have the loved one back.
但是在那个同时，我也有这样的盼望，我有这样的喜悦，我还要再与他见面。
That's a foretaste of what's coming.
因为我在这个时候，我就已经尝到了将来的滋味。
Out from under the throne and the Lamb comes a crystal clear river.
那从那个天上的宝座羔羊的宝座前面有一个河流如同水晶的河流流出。
I've already experienced it. The throne is the lordship of Christ. The Lamb is the finished work, the substitute. And the closer I get to the lordship of Christ and to the Lamb, the clearer is the water.
但我现在已经可以尝到那水的滋味了。那个宝座是主的王权，那个羔羊是神成全的工作。我越靠近主的王权，我越靠近主成全的工作，那个从宝座前面流下来的水就越清澈。
Let me give you what I believe is the foretaste of the judgment seat of Christ.
让我在这里跟大家分享一样，分享一下我是怎么样子的来领会，在我们现在怎么样尝到了在基督台前，将来在基督台前的那个经历。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 and 13.
希伯来书第四章的十二到十三节。
The word of God is living, active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. There's no creature hidden from his sight. All things are open and laid bare before the eyes of him with whom we have to do.
他说，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入破开，连心中的意念和主意都能辨明，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不是显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主面前都是赤露敞开的。
Dig deep, O Lord, dig deep.
主啊，求你查验，深深的查验。
Search me, O God, know my heart.
查验我里面的心怀意念。
The word of God in Hebrews 4 is the mirror that we look at in 2 Corinthians 3.
所以希伯来书第四章里面这里所讲的，正是我们刚刚所说哥林多后书第三章里面的一个镜子。
While he lives redemptively in my life,
当他在我的生命里面活出他救赎的目的的时候，
Behind the scenes,The Holy Spirit is showing me Christ.
但是在这看不见的地方，圣灵将基督显明给我看。
By revelation, I see him as the end of the law, and legalism goes up in flames.
所以看着启示，我得以认识基督，这律法的总结，所以律法主义就随火飘去。
God shows me Christ as my victory, and defeat goes up in flames.
所以神告诉我，基督是我的得胜，那么我的失败就随火而去。
I see Christ as the light, and all darkness goes up in flames.
我看见了基督是光，所有的黑暗就被火烧去。
I see Him as the truth, and every lie goes up in flames.
所以我看他是真实，那么所有的虚谎也就被火焚烧而去。
I see him as my shepherd, and anxiety goes up in flames. Anxiety, fear, nervousness, fretting, because he's my shepherd.
我看见他是我的牧者，所以我所有的焦虑、担心就随火化去。
The point I'm making is that God wants me behind the scenes in the inner man to keep gazing at Jesus, keep gazing at Jesus.
我在这里所要讲的是，在我们看不见的地方，神要我们在我们里面的人能够定睛在耶稣基督的身上。
If you're saved, you've at least had one revelation of Christ.
如果你已经得救了，那么你至少已经知道了关于基督的一个启示。
You saw him as your Savior, as the Lamb of God.
因为你已经知道他是你的救主，是神的羔羊。
Did that change your life?
那么这个有没有改变你的生命？
Some people get so excited they think that's all there is.
那有些人他这么样子的喜乐高兴，他以为这就是基督徒生活的全部。
There are thousands of ways to see Jesus.
那要看见主耶稣，认识主耶稣，有成千上万不同的地方。
And every sight of him will change you just as much as you were saved, changed when you saw him as Savior.
那你每一次对他多一个认识。 他所带来的影响激动，就好比你刚得救时认识他是你的救主一样。
People aren't seeing Jesus. We need to gaze at Jesus.
我们不能够单单的只是眼见基督，我们必须要定睛在他身上。
Let me close with this verse, 2 Corinthians 5:9.
让我用这一节经文来做个结束。哥林多后书的第五章第五节。
Therefore, we also have as our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to Him.
所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦。
Whether we're here or there, on earth or in heaven.
无论我们在这里或在那里，我们在地上或在天上。
Whether we're in the body or in the spirit, whether it's now or later.
或者是在身内，或者是在灵里，或者是现在，或者是将来。
Whether it's in time or in eternity, it's all the same. We live to please Him.
那无论是在时间里面，或者活在永恒当中，都是一样的。我们活着是为了立志要得主的喜悦。
Grace has brought us safe this far, and grace will bring us home.
靠着恩典带领我们直到如今，这个恩典也能够带领我们直等到我们回到神家。
May God help us. We see now.
愿神帮助我们，我们现在看见了。
By faith we see ourselves as God sees us.
靠着信心，我们能够看见神怎么样子看我们。
Someday the reality and everything that displeases Him will be burned up and it will be all His pleasure.
那么有一天，那个实际，那个所有不讨神喜悦的东西，都要被焚烧而去，而所留下来的，乃是全然讨神喜悦。
But the process now, let Him live His life through you, while you wait on the Holy Spirit, gazing on Christ, so you see Him over and over, because.Every time you see him, you become like him.
所以，但是在现在这个过程里面，让基督在借着我们活出来的时候，让我们能够靠着圣灵定睛在主的身上，一次又一次的看见主。因为当你看见他的时候，你必要像他。
Let's pray together.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we do pray again. Search me, O God, dig deep, and know my heart.
主啊，我们真是再一次的向你祷告，求你查验我们的心，深深的检查我们的内里。
See if there be any wicked way in me.
看我们里面有没有不讨你喜悦的地方。
Lead me in the everlasting way. We ask in Jesus' name.
带领我们走永生的道路，我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。